On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's the time you've been waiting for all week.
Have they?
Yep.
Get a life.
Tori Lagarde joins us now. Victoria, of course, short the Tori, or it could be Vic, whatever. She joins us every Friday so that I feel like I'm not talking to myself every day of the week.
Sure.
I know you feel the same
way. Well, you have
interviews,
though.
That's true.
I've only interviewed one person on my show.
But I can't discuss the things that mean anything to me those interview people.
Need some feedback.
You need feedback. Everybody needs feedback in their life. Well, hello, Tori. How are you?
Hello, Ronaldo.
So here we are at the crux of our crust here.
Yeah. I guess, you know.
Here's something that I'm embracing like a nun on a lollipop.
Okay, I've never heard that expression.
I made it up.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you what it means.
It means I'm embracing something that I really, really want to embrace.
No, but I mean, did you say a nut on a lollipop?
A nun. Nun on a lollipop.
Okay, that makes, well,
makes
even then.
Makes even less sense.
Yeah, it makes it worse.
Yeah. Here's, you know who Tony Schwartz is?
I don't.
Okay, neither did I until I found out. Tony Schwartz co-authored The Art of the Deal with this Donald Trump guy.
Okay.
I thought Donald Trump wrote it himself.
No, I knew that he never did, but I wasn't sure he did.
So Tony Schwartz is the other guy. And he says he vastly apologizes for making Trump so famous because of the book. So he's taking responsibility.
He's just trying to get his 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Go back to sleep, Tony.
Well, here's what he's saying. He says that Trump at this very time, at this very moment, is figuring out how to resign.
I believe that, absolutely.
He doesn't want to be president anymore. He's figured out this is just not going to happen, but he can't admit it.
He doesn't like being hated. I've been over that before. He wanted to always be loved by Hollywood. That's why he rubbed elbows with these people. And for the same people to hate him in America, 4 out of 10 people want him impeached.
He says he happens to know, and I'm surprised he said this, but he says he happens to know that this Russia investigation is definitely going to go against Trump in a legal sense. Mm-hmm. And Trump knows that better than anybody, and he's trying to figure a way out of this. He thought he could keep it quiet. He thought he could deaden it. He thought he could stop it. It's bigger than he is. He's not admitting it. He realizes it. He's seeing jail time for himself.
Ooh.
That's what Schwartz believes. So he says he thinks that by the fall, or the end of the fall, that Trump will figure out a way to resign.
Right.
He may even use the resignation as a bargaining chip in order not to, as to say, if I step down from office as president, will you not
indict
me?
Prosecute and so forth.
Yeah.
But here's my question. Is he going to read it from the teleprompter or wing it, his resignation?
Oh, he better read it.
I don't want him to
screw that one up.
He reads things and then he feels
he's
mad that he had to read something. He wants to do it his way.
Yeah, it's the blocks are falling down. So that's what this guy, and he says he knows, and he says that's what's in the works right now. And I truly believe that Trump could stand in front of a microphone and say, look.
It's not working out.
I don't know. He'll never admit,
What will he say? What will he say?
I would say he would say something like this.
Okay.
He would say, look, I came here to fix this country.
Yep.
Apparently, a lot of America, most of America, is not interested in me fixing it. There's roadblocks from our bureaucracy, from investigations. Mm-hmm. Good luck to all of you. I'm bigger than this.
Yep.
I'm smarter than this.
Yep.
This is what you want. You know, fine. I know what I want. This is beneath me. and then that he's going to resign. Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's going to go out saying this is above all this.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
You want to throw roadblocks. I got better things to do.
He really, you know.
Yeah.
He has to go make some more money. There's been questions about that, what he's doing that's going to personally benefit him anyway.
That'll be what he says and what he actually believes. And, of course, our reaction will be, you loser, you gigantic loser.
Except his
loser.
Base. Donald, don't let the liberals
be the
win.
Base. The base will always be running around with torches.
Tiki torches.
Tiki torches.
No, yeah, that's classy.
Never heard of that. So I think that kind of made me feel good today.
That is a good thing. Mm. Well, you saw he disbanded his
yes.
council
yeah.
after everyone jumped ship.
Yeah.
You can't quit. I'm firing you.
That's right.
Stop it.
You can't jump ship from a ship that isn't jumpable.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No, I just said, we're not doing this anymore. That's all.
It's amazing.
First he said they were all, going to be replaced. And they're grandstanding. No, they're not replaced. No one wants to be part of your racist agenda.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, really. It's just a beautiful thing as far as I'm concerned, because I dislike the man greatly.
Well, you're not going to like Pence anymore, but he won't be as, I don't know, as off the cuff probably.
Well,
but he's still a lunatic.
Oh, he's still a lunatic. And here's, this angered me today, but I still figure anything's better than the Antichrist.
You know, Ben Carson would have been. I started thinking, because I'm watching a year ago.
And Johnny Carson would have been great.
Oh, yeah, we'll dig him up.
Yeah. Yeah, Vice President Pence said, the hate groups are horrible. You know, the white supremacists, there's no way to justify that. He says, but what Donald Trump said was accurate. It's responsibility of both sides.
He's in a tough place.
He has to really choose his words carefully. And I stand behind the president. Mm-hmm. I would have not added that line, and I stand behind the president.
It doesn't matter, though.
I guess it doesn't
matter. He's going to get the job by default.
Yeah, but then he's going to have baggage because he stood behind this man.
Well,
and he made bad decisions with him. So
he'll make some more bad decisions, like getting rid of gay rights as much as he can.
I think everybody will be so happy to get rid of Antichrist that they'll just say, "Yeah, whatever." Whatever.
Some people like this entertainment, so that's what I've asked these right wingers about. Why don't you want Pence? If you're a true GOP, you'd want Pence, wouldn't you? Well, Trump isn't even really a Republican.
Correct. Correct.
But they say, no, he's interesting. We like this fire and fury talk. We want that.
Well, who said this?
Pardon me?
Who said that?
Someone I know that's a very right-wing,
borderline
racist
person. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Someone that you know.
Yeah. And they're not going to change their minds. And I don't like listening to them, so I don't see them very often. But I'm telling you, these right-wingers, some of them are truly racist, and they don't understand
what
it means.
There's no question about it. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
And Trump even – see, what really bothered people was Trump said – these racist, these white supremacists, these Ku Klux Klan members, these neo-Nazis, some of them are good people.
Fine people.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
That was pretty much, that was a line that was even further crossed than the line that he crossed.
Because it wasn't clear if he was saying they were the fine people or the people marching with him. Because actually, if you watch lots of videos on the news I saw last night, was this one guy that was confronted by the mob, the protesters protesting these crazy people, and he whipped off his shirt and said, I'm just here for the laughs. I'm not really a white supremacist.
Well,
so they're afraid. They're not, some of them are just, they should just stay home and not get involved if you're a good person.
I don't think anybody in their right mind would find that there are laughs with a white supremacist neo-Nazi group.
They didn't really understand the severity of it, probably. And they think there's some 20-year-old kid going along.
Maybe that was one guy.
Yeah. And you just stay home. Now you see how it works, and they have to yank these statues down in the middle of the night to prevent other people from getting killed.
Yeah. Here's a scary part of everything is that, and we always knew this, that there's a good percentage of Americans who are indeed following that mindset that Barack Obama shouldn't be president because he wasn't white and he wasn't even born in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump kind of, made that popular.
Oh, sure.
they really feel like a certain race is taken away from their race. They really promote what the Nazis did in Germany. They thought that annihilate things that can ruin your society. I mean, they really believe that. There's a good percentage of them.
There is. Well, there's actually two people on my Facebook that are white right-wingers.
Yeah.
Unfriended me in the last 24 hours.
Good. I'm
I guess it's
they
good.
Did.
Well,
you didn't have to do it.
No, but they're the snow. I need some water. Yeah. They are the snowflakes, excuse me, because if I'm going to bully them and say, what is your president saying? What is he doing? What does he mean? And you just want to go,
Well, here's the thing. Behind closed doors in their living room, they can be very bigoted and very racist. A lot of white America is.
Oh, definitely.
This is bringing it out, of course. This is making it okay.
I'm shining the light on
discuss it.
And I'm the bully for shining the light on them. Okay, that's
so
nice.
That's the scary part, is that this country is not 100% wonderful. That there is a good percentage of people that walk amongst us that actually feel quite differently.
Oh, I said to one of the persons, I said, Donald Trump is not a godly man.
Yeah.
You don't know his heart. Mm-hmm. So I have to put up the video of him saying, I could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and I would still, my supporters wouldn't leave me, not one.
Yeah.
He said he was going to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. And Trump supporters are killing people in the streets. I mean, you're talking to a wall, Ron. You really are.
Yeah.
It's a complete waste of time other than getting it off your chest. But it's an exercise in frustration for me and made me need a drink.
Well, drinks are always available here. You know that.
Yeah, you like your vodka.
It's bad. As a matter of fact, we'll cap this subject after this. Here's a little example of Trump's fine attitude toward peace.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise.
I love the old days. You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks. That's true. I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
In the good old days, they'd rip him out of that seat so fast. But today, everybody's politically correct. Our country's going to hell with being politically correct. Going to hell.
All right, get him out of here, please. Get him out. Get him out. Are you from Mexico? Are you from Mexico? Huh? Are you from Mexico?
Get out of here. Get out. Out!
Oh, this is amazing. So much fun. I love it. I love it. We having a good time? USA, USA,
USA, USA, USA.
All right, yeah, get him out. Try not to hurt him. If you do, I'll defend you in court. Don't worry about it. He had four guys. They jumped on him. They were swinging and swinging. The next day, we got killed in the press. That we were too rough. Give me a break, you know? Right? We don't want to be too politically correct anymore, right, folks? Get him out of here. Get him out. Get him out of here. Get him out. Are these rallies the most fun of everybody, right? Do we have the most fun? Do we have the most fun? Yeah, get him out of here. Get him out. Get him out. So disruptive. Remember when Bernie Sanders, they took the mic away from him? That's not going to happen with us, folks. That's not going to happen. Remember that? He walked away from the mic and he stood back and he watched these two young girls talking to the audience. And they said, we came to listen to him. And he was standing in the back as two women took the mic away. Now, that doesn't happen to us. Get that guy out of here. Get him out. Get that guy out of here. Get him out of here. We had some people, some rough guys like we have right in here, and they started punching back. It was a beautiful thing. I mean, they started punching back. In the good old days, this doesn't happen because they used to treat them very, very rough. And when they protested once, you know, they would not do it again so easily. But today they walk in and they put their hand up and they put the wrong finger in the air at everybody and they get away with murder because we've become weak. We've become weak.
It's impeachable stuff as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
that is subversive.
Make America great again, Ron. And by making it great means going back to the Stone Age.
Yeah.
When you just solve everything with violence. That's what he's saying.
Wasn't it fun in the old days? We could just beat each other up.
Oh, sure. There were no laws back then, by the way.
Yeah.
So now we have structure and supposedly no chaos, but he's trying to bring chaos back.
There is something in the Constitution that says that we're all equal here.
Oh, he doesn't care about the Constitution.
Well, then that's impeachable offense. I mean, if you're going out as a president and promoting what you just heard in his words, I wasn't paraphrasing. And there's more of that, by the way. I turned it down because I couldn't
take
anymore.
I saw you had more to go.
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah.
But there's so many examples, it's unbelievable. This is who was elected.
Well, he is the dumb people's president. Mm. He's representing the ignorance and the bigots and all the bad things in America. Mm. They want a voice because they're quieted.
Yeah.
And now they have this, you know, okay, now we can do this again. But I think Donald Trump is worried that they're not going to be a statue of him because he seemed to be worried about all these statues. Do you know that his statue would probably be the most decimated statue of all?
It'll come down rather quickly.
Oh, it'll be, yeah. You know, tomato, yeah. About tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about your tomatoes.
Oh.
And nothing's worse than having a tomato thrown at you, Tori, as you know.
I think they call them rotten tomatoes, yeah. Which they're supposed to be squishy and make a big mess.
Crazy stuff. I don't know. Hey, next Monday, this coming Monday, a big event in the sky.
Okay. Oh, yes. I know, the eclipse. I mean, my God, they've been talking about that since January. Mm. I have my glasses.
Why, I can't read with them?
They have. I'm going to show them on the ECAT show. I'm going to, you know.
Did you get them from Amazon? Where'd you get them?
I did not. Good. These are free. These I got in Pensacola.
Careful.
No, they came from the astronomy. They were giving them out. They're just paper ones, you know, like those, I mean, cardboard ones. And they give them out, and there's the website and the directions.
But you don't look at the sun, you look at the cardboard. Is that right?
No, you look at this. It's really dark. I'll show you.
Tori, don't trust it.
Oh, God.
I don't trust you. You can't stare into the sun, my God.
I know, but there's special glasses for it.
There's no such thing as a special glass to stare into the sun. I'm sorry. It doesn't work.
I'll show it to you. I don't know how I'm going to see anything out of it because they're so dark. They're like the darkest sunglasses you've ever seen. So what am I going to see? A little pin? I mean, I don't even know how it's going to work. So, but anyway, I'll show them.
You have them with you?
I do.
You bring them to the TV studio.
That's why I brought them.
Yeah.
I think I brought them. Yeah, they're right over.
Whatever. You can't look at it. That's the thing. I mean, it's going to be the greatest thing of the century, but don't look at it.
No.
Yeah, it's weird. I'll watch it on TV.
Well, I'm sure there'll be video.
Sure.
I mean, sure. You could just catch it on the TV, the YouTube.
On the internet thing. Yeah,
yeah, afterwards, which most people will be doing because a lot of people might be working or whatever. Or
it depends on where you are. If you're in that swath that goes like from Atlanta to Seattle, I think that's the optimal place.
Atlanta to Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you mean that diagonally line?
Yes, it's a diagonal line. Yes, that diagonally line. That line that's diagonally.
I make up words.
That one.
You know I'm dyslexic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that's still a...
It's fine. No, Cher admitted she was dyslexic years ago, so...
I don't know if that's dyslexic.
Well, yeah, I used to just type dyslexic. Now I write dyslexic, and I speak... It's getting worse. I see. I don't even know.
Okay.
But you know what? I told you I can do jumble puzzles like that.
Yeah.
I look at the letters all mixed up, and I see what that is.
That's fine.
I got that.
You know what solves that dyslexia? Staring into the sun.
Okay,
it works every time. Yeah, you're going
to
be good.
I'm going to use my glasses anyway because I don't trust looking at the sun. I have to use these special glasses.
Really? Oh, you don't trust now. we're in Massachusetts. We're going to get a partial eclipse, so don't look at the sun.
I heard that if you go down to Tennessee or somewhere, it's the best place to be.
You better start walking, babe.
No, you can get a ticket to on a plane or a
Why
trainer.
Why would you go to Tennessee to see...
On purpose. I have relatives there, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Really?
Yeah, they're another
one. So
again, Bible beaters. They're from my mother's side of the family. My father's side of the family, they're all science. My mother's side of the family, it's all God.
Really?
See, that's a very interesting mix.
It is an interesting mix. I'd hate to have cocktails with them. We get into a bad argument.
Well, that was one of the people that unfriended me.
Okay, good.
It was one of my relatives.
Well, that makes
sense. My relatives are always jumping my ship because I will tell you like it is. I have to. I mean, you people had to be, I mean, hello.
That's the way today, Tori. You tell people what it is. That's it.
But you know what? I started thinking wrong.
Yeah.
That I'm an amateur compared to my parents when it comes to putting a Trump supporter in their place.
Well, what do they do?
They can do it like with style and grace. And intelligence. They don't need to get down and dirty.
So they got the facts.
Oh, and they just make, and they're smart.
Good.
So they can just do it calmly.
Mm.
But they don't even want to bother with these people. But I've heard them do it in the privacy of their own home.
Really?
But if they were out doing it face to face, they want to keep their friends friendly. And some of their friends are Trump supporters, so they don't bring it up.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. It's such a difficult situation right now with Republican friends. But I see what Republicans don't understand. You don't have to stand behind the president right now. It doesn't mean you're not a Republican, because he's not.
Yeah, it's a moral issue more than a political issue.
It's not a political issue at all, really. Right. And you don't need to stand behind this man anymore to be a good Republican. As a matter of fact, you need not to stand behind
Lindsey Graham
him.
Was saying something against it, too.
These will be the heroes of that party in the near future.
Right. Yeah. They're thinking down the line. They're not just, you know, it's not just a knee-jerk reaction. They probably planned this out to say, okay, well, I have to come out against
this.
They
were waiting.
They
were waiting for the big moment. This is the big moment. But those Republicans that don't step aside and say, no, this is too much, I cannot support what he said. If they don't do that, they will fall greatly as well. They will not be reelected when this all comes to fruition, which it is.
Yeah. And there's a primary this fall, actually, that I'm working.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it has to be a Democrat. I'm not saying it has to be a Republican. But it can't be anybody who supports that crazy man.
Right. Well, we've known he was crazy. It's just, I mean, what is he going to do next? That's the. Yeah. I mean, I turn on the TV now just to see the news, and I'm scared. I'm like, oh, what is happening now?
I'm not scared anymore. I'm somewhat comforted.
See, now you talk to the man, the Tony Schwartz dude. He's
well,
okay.
Not just, I mean, yes, things like that, but it's more so that the man is destroying himself and he needs to be destroyed, so it's kind of easy.
Yeah.
So that's good, and I feel like there are more people on the side of morality and intelligence now than there were 5 months ago.
Because there's no defending it. There's really not.
Well, there is some defending it if you actually believe what that man is saying.
Yeah.
Then you do follow.
That's only the troglodytes really think that
way. That's why there comes a point where if someone says, I support Trump, I have to say, at this point now, there's something wrong with you. That's just the way I feel.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair statement.
Yeah, you can say I'm a Republican, I believe in the Republican ways, I would like to get rid of Obamacare, I would like to lower taxes on business, whatever you want to say, that's okay.
That's what we should have been focusing on this whole time, is stuff like that.
Yeah,
how did racism get involved?
You can't follow the violent aspects, the demeaning schoolyard bully, total stupidity and unintelligence of this man who basically wants to destroy democracy as we know it.
He does. He never focused on issues. He always focused on himself.
It was always an idea of getting rid of democracy.
I love talking in the past tense, like he's gone. Ooh, it's
that's why he brought Bannon on with him.
Bannon. Did you hear about Bannon?
Yeah. He actually badmouthed the president.
But they're saying that he didn't know it was an interview.
Right.
But that could also be strategy.
Yeah.
There's that theory that it's he was saying that. I think it's theory.
A lot of these leaks, I think, came from the White House itself.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And if there's any fake news and any manipulation, it's the actual people who are claiming other people do it.
It has to be.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate reveal. What do you call it? The prestige. It's how they're doing it.
Well,
it's a magic trick.
It's the obvious magic
trick.
It
really
it's the
is.
Snake
but
oil
it works
deal.
On the dum-dums.
Yeah, I know.
But I was thinking, I said, the Charlottesville, these are the same people that think Django Unchained was a comedy. I wrote, that's my own line.
It was actually promoted as it a little bit.
Was it?
A little bit.
Poor Quentin Tarantino. Yeah, he just tried to do the right thing. And
well, he's also another promoter of violence, unfortunately,
well,
as far
movies.
As I'm concerned.
Really? That's just movies.
It is just movies, but there comes a point where you've got to look at what's going on now to an extent and say, all right, you know,
yeah,
that's
showing,
a little much now.
Maybe, but he's showing violence in the way that this is wrong, don't you think? Like this is
no.
This was really
yeah because
I think he's trying to, is the message with it isn't there
that's the message to people that watch it and are halfway intelligent that are picking up that message. There are those people that don't get that message and make it look like that's the way it's supposed to be. How extreme can we get? Because that's what it's supposed
to
be.
Well, you can't censor things like that for dum-dums if they can't figure it out.
But it's the dum-dums that you have to look out for.
Yeah, as evidence
so
last weekend.
So that's the problem. Yes. Anyway.
Hey, they're coming to Boston, I heard. But you know what? Boston doesn't like that kind of stuff.
You sound like it's a concert tour. Hey, they're coming to Boston.
The racists are on their way. I mean, the alt-right. What is it?
Yeah, the alt-right.
I thought that's a thing on my computer.
I did
the
too.
Buttons.
I thought that
we just
kind
need
of,
to add delete. All control delete. They'll be done.
The alt-right. And the alt-left, there is no alt-left. What are you talking about? There's no such thing.
There's racists and there's anti-racists.
And there's people who don't
they're
care
bad
for the
too?
Racists.
Yes. Yeah.
They're
I'm
bad.
Am I bad?
They're bad. Oh,
I'm
they incite violence. Those peace people incite violence. Anyway,
Well, you know, they were kind of combative, but you know what? Yeah. Sometimes you got to just get in these people's face and say, what is wrong with you, dude? What's your major malfunction?
Well, look, if you're going to stand at a podium and say it was okay for Nazis to kill your parents and your parents are dead because of they were gassed in Germany, then you might get a little pissed back at them. I mean, that's being incited, I believe.
It's common sense.
Yes.
Just such a stupid
Or if someone's standing there and saying, yes, I burned your grandparents back in the South. Oh, okay. I'm just standing here peacefully. Thank you. I mean, that's insightful. And then, and then Trump says, well, it was okay because they had a permit.
Yeah, they had a permit.
They had permits, so it's okay.
There's not a lot of statues of Hitler in Germany, and those people remember history just fine.
There comes a point somewhere where...
Robert E. Lee didn't even want statues up. If you read about him... So it's all quite ironic.
Well, Troy, under the same guise, why don't we accept terrorists into this country? I mean, they have a right to speak too, don't they? Why can't terrorists speak?
They're
speaking against this country because they're enemies of this country.
They're
speaking against it. But people who in the Constitution, it says you can't burn people because of their race. You can't burn people because of their religion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay in this country, but terrorists, you can't do that.
Ron, you and I have had this talk so many times that there's a difference between free speech and hate speech.
Yep.
And hate speech is not protected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can't run into a theater and yell fire either.
Correct.
It's the same kind of thing.
Correct.
There's things you can't, I mean, does it really need to be said again and again?
Yes, it actually does. It really does have to be said.
It's free speech. It's free speech.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what that president is saying.
Then there'd be no such thing as slander. There'd be no such thing as any of that stuff then. Because I can say what I want about you. There's laws.
I guarantee you, if someone got a permit and then stood in front of City Hall and said, I'm a terrorist and I'm going to blow you up anytime because I think blowing up, I don't think this country's wonderful. I'm going to blow people up. But you can't touch them. You can't get excited about it. Don't hurt them.
They put them on a watch list.
They would put him on. They'd arrest him, Tori.
Well, maybe, but all I do know is that when some of these attacks happen in this country and other countries, they say we've known about that guy for a long time. He's caused trouble. Well, then why is he out?
Yeah,
because you can't technically probably do too much unless someone does something.
Right.
Unfortunately, but they say we've known about this person. They've made threats.
No,
they've said things before.
I don't think that's true.
Not in every case, but sometimes I hear this and I say, well, then how are they out? What is happening? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah.
If they know about this person.
I don't think you actually have to do something to be taken into custody.
Well, that'd be nice.
As far as that's concerned.
The Minority Report.
If you have a history of condoning murder, then I think you should be like followed everywhere you go, including Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
I don't know why I threw that in there. I think I just doing
you
a
and
commercial
your
for it. I think it's important.
All right, Ron. How are the Trump supporters not deplorables again? Anyway, remember the old days of pay-per-view? I want to ask you this.
They're not all deplorables, just some of them.
In the handbasket? The basket
and there are some very nice white supremacists, too.
The baskets were knitted, were made put together by the basket people. But do you remember?
Yes,
think
on,
back. That's the music of thinking back.
Remember.
Do you remember the days of pay-per-view and something called Stars?
Yes.
I think it was Stars. But they would show you the first 10 minutes of a movie, then they'd scramble the signal, and you had to call a phone number to continue the film.
Yes.
I thought of that, and I thought, I'm going to ask Ron about that.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, me too, until
scrambling.
It popped in my head. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tease.
Right, they'd give you clearly the first 10 minutes maybe.
Yes.
And so you'd get involved in it, and then you'd have to get on the phone.
That's right.
You can't even press a remote. Nowadays, you can do it all by remote. But then you were like dialing 800. Yeah, can you give me the rest of that movie, please? Yeah. It looks so good.
Yeah. And then I think you could start it from the beginning if
you
did that.
You started from the beginning.
Because you would have missed stuff during the phone call.
I think, of course. It was... Yeah, because how would that work? You're right. Forget the fine-tuning of that.
That was a very interesting ploy. Yeah. We were manipulated by these people big time.
I'm seeing Jean-Claude Van Damme doing some stuff, and I'm like, wait, stop. I want the rest of this.
Yeah, when my brother started doing that stuff,
your brother
was
badass.
Yeah, he
was. He can speak French, too.
He told me he had a good ass, so I don't know.
Yeah, he could do a split, like on counters. That's like awesome. I wish you'd do that naked. That would be like, whoa.
Whatevs. Speaking of movies.
I love to talk about movies.
Here's what I don't understand. If I were a celebrity, okay, let's make believe I'm a celebrity, and I'm married to another celebrity.
Yeah, it's not going to work out, but go on.
No, it's not. And I started to figure this out.
It's an ego thing.
And they're a movie star. I'm a male movie star. She's a female movie star. We do movies.
Yeah.
I'm doing a movie, and I have a love scene with a lovely actress.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in bed with her, and I'm totally naked. She's naked. And my wife, she's off doing another movie in Paris, and she's passionately kissing
and
making it. Yeah, they're just making out like crazy. You have to be so trusting and secure.
Yes.
And what is the profession of the people that are the least trusting and the least secure? Show business.
Of course, yeah.
So it's no wonder these marriages don't work out. I can't imagine in any sense that anybody that I was married to or dating, that I could possibly just sit there and go, yeah, go on, make out with them as much as you want and follow that script and don't enjoy it though, okay?
Well, especially considering that what is the percentage of when this happens that people leave their spouse for the person that was in that movie?
Sure, it happens a lot.
It happened with Brad and Angelina.
Yeah, how could it not happen though? How could it not?
How could it not? You're feelings and it happens a lot. Not, I'm saying every time, but you know what? If it didn't happen at all, great, I wouldn't worry. But now it happens, now you would have to worry.
Now, if I were a male movie star and I was having sex with my female movie star and we didn't hook up, I'd say, wait a minute, what's wrong with me? How can you just make believe having sex with me and then walk away from that? That's insulting.
Yeah, see, it's all kinds of ego problems.
How could you not fall in love with what I just did there?
I know.
Because I was acting and doing a very,
it's very complex
good job. It's not good.
I would avoid the whole thing then, Ron. Don't become an actor.
Oh, I won't. I don't think most people, I don't even think they can handle it.
No.
God. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's tricky.
It is tricky.
I'm not going to do it either.
More than half the marriages end in divorce anyway.
Oh, yeah. So why not just add that to the mix? Some beautiful woman. I don't know.
Yeah,
or handsome, very handsome man.
In another country. Go over there. Have a good time. Stay there for 3 months doing that kind of movie. And when we come back, we'll get some ice cream.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh,
no problem. No problem.
Well, they had the Comic-Con. Is that what they call it in Boston?
Yeah.
I didn't go. If I'd have known I could have gone for free, I would have gone. I found out later because, podcast, press. This is the thing. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at someone's page on Facebook. You know who this is.
Yes.
And I love to see all these pictures. And there was one picture he had up with him and one of the celebrities. And I didn't know who it was, unfortunately, because he didn't have all his garb on.
Right.
And I said, oh, he's cute. And he said, oh, he was asking for you. I'm like, what? No, get out of here. But as I found out, the more I talked, and then some other woman came on and said who it was from Jay and Silent Bob. It was Jay, which is Jason Mewes, I think his name is.
I do not know.
But yeah, he's so cute. But again, it was him. And I'm thinking, oh, so back to reality. I'm like trying to stay single. Look at this cute guy. Oh, okay, no, he's just a celebrity that's married that was at Comic-Con. Forget it. Move him right along. But, for a second, I was like.
I was tempted.
And I can't be. It's stupid. I'm trying to stay completely single and focus on whatever I need to focus on. That is just a big distraction of your emotions and your life, and it's ups and downs. And I'm fine. I don't need that. Who needs that, really?
Well, who needs it unless they're in the mood to have it?
Well, it's a different thing if you're in a committed relationship for many years and you're just very comfortable and that's your thing. You don't have this up and down. But these new relationships for about a year or two, you don't know what's happening. And I don't have a year or two to mess around like that.
I think a lot of people still have the up and down no matter long or not.
Do they like the drama?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm not a big fan of that.
You don't have to be a fan. You're sucked into it.
Yeah, you're sucked in. Yeah. And I'm sure I caused my share of it, but I don't want it. I don't want it.
Sometimes it's not your choice.
I just like to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do, too. There's always someone to answer to. I mean, really, even in committed relationships.
Certainly.
Like, discussions about
obviously.
Things.
Yeah, you can't be autonomous unless you live in a cabin by yourself in the woods.
That's not looking too bad either anymore. I used to be like, well, I don't know.
It really isn't, actually.
No.
No neighbors, no nothing. Just quiet and peace and bears and deer.
Well, I don't know about the bears. I don't
gnats
want.
And fly, black yes, flies
now
and mosquitoes.
It's getting worse. Oh, see, now I don't know. It's getting, sounds like a drag.
Yeah.
Maybe a little luxury condo somewhere.
And if someone, that's better.
Would it?
Yeah. Well, a cabin thing, if someone knocks at your door and it's a Tin Woodsman or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel safe.
You can scream and I was going to hear you.
Unless I had weapons and dogs and things, maybe then.
Yeah, but that's kind of like against then I'm a survivalist, the whole idea. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
I need cans of food.
Yeah, what if you can't? Yeah, what if you got to go down? It was like a 2-hour drive to the market basket.
Well, that's like that movie Piranha. They had the guy who had the cabin in the woods.
Oh man!
And his friend came to give him liquor.
I watched that movie because we were talking about that movie, yes. And I actually
did you watch it?
Watched
again?
The whole, almost the whole thing.
Which one? Which year? 78, 2010?
First Piranha.
Oh, the first one.
First
the
Piranha.
One. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Did you see the guy in the cabin?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
guy brought him liquor. Yeah.
And it was so. It was so
until he
horrible.
Lost his feet.
It was just. It was horrible. It had.
It was so nasty.
It was just so horrible. It was just so bad.
It was.
So,
yeah. It was really one of just, those B movies.
It was like W. It was so bad. The Piranha had nothing to do with it. It was just bad.
I know. It was. It was. It was comically bad.
Oh my god.
It was. I'm like, don't get something on the like. What is he? What do you call this when you're doing this?
Jet skis.
No.
What?
Water ski.
Okay.
Well, jet ski is like the machine. I'm on
all right.
my hands.
Well, I don't know
here.
What you're doing with your hands. You're not great at pantomime.
I never said I was. But yeah, he's obviously on a jet ski.
Yeah.
Stupid fool. You're going to get eaten by those stupid fish.
Yes. Yeah.
Does it need to be said?
Yeah.
Jaws was so much better at it. Jaws really got my attention.
I used to go to movies and the audience used to shout. When they had those movies all the time, Friday the 13th, yeah. The audience used to like get so involved.
Yes.
They go, no, don't go in there.
I know. Like, that's so part of the fun. That's part of the show.
It is.
You got to go back funny. Then to
it
see
it
them.
It became audience
Halloween
participation.
Was a great one, yeah, because Halloween was right around Halloween and Jamie Lee Curtis and I'm at the theater in 1979 freaking out. I'm 16 years old saying, wow, what is going to happen? This is was you know was a highlight back then with your high school friends
it
at
was.
This Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Terrified.
Yeah. It was. There were movies about really stupid people. Is what it ended up being. The most. The most disillusioned.
They've never
idiots.
Seen a horror movie.
Never,
these people.
Never. I'm hearing a sound in the room. I'll go in and look. This is really.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did meet from Friday the 13th. Mm. I told you. Did I tell you this? I met Betsy Palmer.
Oh yeah,
in Brockton years ago.
Oh, really,
sweetest lady.
Sure,
and she let me hug her and touch her hand and everything.
She touch.
Very personable. Yeah. She was doing something to Massasoit, but anyway, it was so funny because my eyes are lighting up, and she said, you know, I said, oh, Friday the 13th, love that. She said, Jason was always such a good. Boy,
really?
I mean, like she had that line memorized
wow.
that she would say to people, and it just gives you chills.
That's weird.
And she was so good about the role, knowing that she was probably
it's
one of
shame.
Her most famous
it's
roles.
It is, and that's the shame of it because she
did so much great things.
She did.
And she kept to herself. You try to find out any dirt on Betsy Palmer,
nothing.
She kept a very to herself, and her personal life
but
was
then,
kept to herself.
But then she got older, and the roles were not coming anymore.
No.
So this came along, and she said, sure, why not? And then this is what she's remembered for. It's a little sad in a way.
But she made the most of it. Bless her.
Sure she did.
She was really awesome.
Well, you know, you got to make a buck on, you know, you got to pay the bills somehow. And I think she was in that situation
it
at
was.
That point.
She was supposed to be there with Dick Van Patten. And I don't know if he, for some reason, he couldn't show up because there was some kind of a crisis in his family or health.
It is enough.
Yeah. Remember when I was into that like last year?
Yeah.
I was watching all of it.
Yeah.
Or was it in this winter? I was watching all of the the episodes. I liked it. It was it's a comfortable show.
That's why I liked Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, but that's way too comfortable. Wait, you know
it's
what? That's not even because it's not it doesn't exist.
Comfortable, that's way too comfortable.
Because that's like picket fence and women wearing dresses all the time.
Correct.
I mean, Eight
Correct.
Is Enough was a little more real.
Well, that's because a little later in the decades. Back in the
50s,
the 50s were not that far off of Leave It to Beaver, really.
No,
they
okay.
really weren't.
Really? I didn't, because I wasn't around. So
I wasn't
around.
Well, I think I was. I'm not sure.
You're a child, maybe.
Yeah,
well, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
I don't know.
But I know nobody talked about anything at all.
But that's not a good thing, is it?
And we had to change our clothes to have dinner. Yes.
Ooh.
It was just like the Beaver thing.
Wow.
And a lot of jackets and ties to events that now we wear our pajamas to. No, women
you're right.
Women would not go out in public at all.
I know.
Unless they were dressed to the nines. And this was just to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
There's no way you go out looking without any makeup on or not even
So have
fixing
have our
yourself.
Standards slipped?
Yes. Slipped. They're gone. They're gone. As soon as you walk into Walmart and see people with rollers
well,
in their hair,
well, that's a given. That's a
with
given.
Pajama pants.
That's what it's about.
You know
you
we're
go
done.
There
we're
for
done.
The for the sights and sounds and the smells.
Well, it's extending to just about everything. I got very upset with my bank recently.
Oh, who doesn't?
Well, no one's raising their hand. I guess you're right. I went in there and it was Casual Friday, I suppose, for this particular bank.
For the employees.
Yes. They were wearing T-shirts.
Oh, no.
And it said Eastern Bank on them. Which is very nice and cute.
Maybe you got to keep these people happy, though.
No.
They're working at a bank. How much worse could it be? Because give them something. Give them Fridays.
But why? You're handling my... Why are you dressing up 4 days of the week, but on Friday you can wear T-shirts? It's just kind of like... It's so superficial. It's so fake.
Oh.
You are an institution that if you fail... Our economy dies.
Yeah, but you're reading a lot
into it,
aren't you?
You're handling my money. No, I'm not reading it. It's a matter of respect when you're handling my bucks.
My bank's
here.
Open 7 days a week, dude. I don't want any 5 day a week. I want to be able to see a person anytime I feel like
it. Well, then that should be casual Sunday for them.
No, Sunday's the Lord's day. What are you talking about?
Well, what, the Lord doesn't dress up?
I don't know. He wears a big robe.
Doesn't he wear a white robe with a toga, like toga sandals parties? All the time, didn't he?
Well, back then, what are you supposed to wear? They didn't have Nikes.
Well, this is what I'm saying. We're going backwards.
Oh.
Now we're dressing like that again, like we're going through the desert.
Well, yeah, okay, I see. There's an element of that, I suppose.
There's a big element of that. I don't know. I'm offended by that casual thing. I really am, because it's just saying. The first time that I saw the President of the United States in the White House without a tie. Oh, well, okay. Barack Obama, actually.
I love Barack Obama. Yeah. I love that he was casual, drinking beer and making beer.
That's
and
wonderful. That's wonderful.
Having a cigar.
But to be honest with you, and this is my problem with DJ, or DT.
DJT.
DJT, is that, I want that office to
he doesn't
feel
dress casual,
look.
Does he?
No, he doesn't. He acts casual.
Oh, he acts like a five-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's a little too casual for me. Yeah. I want my president to be respectful, someone that my children can look at and say...
Yeah, of course, this is, that's... Yes, of course.
Yeah, so
please.
I
and
think
we don't
that's
have that.
Very important.
Yeah, it is. We don't
but
have
I, all this casual stuff, I'm not into it, man. Maybe it's because I grew up at a time when they weren't that casual about things.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. But you got to accept the way things are. In a way, you can't change everything. Is it going to be litter on the streets now? And there never used to be. There used to be these street sweepers all the time. Now there's litter. So now you have to have someone pick it up. But, you know, everything can't stay exactly the same.
Don't even get me started on that, man.
I know. I already started, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't go to church.
Right.
But I do weddings.
Sure. So you're in churches.
I'm in churches. And they dress up to go to a wedding. Sure.
Of course.
Most of them do. No.
Oh,
most
not, even not everyone?
No, not everybody.
Ooh,
it depends. It depends.
That's interesting.
It depends. You see people going to church. They would dress up. They put on their best Sunday clothes. Even had a phrase for it, Sunday clothes.
Sunday best.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not anymore. They go to church.
Well, they're lucky to get people to church now, right?
Plaid shirts and
let
stuff.
Them go. Let them wear what
if
they want.
God knew people were showing up in plaid shirts.
But is God
shirts.
Really that judgy? The Old Testament God is, but New Testament, is he? Jesus
when did
is not
that
judging.
Change in the 60s? I mean, when was that Testament changed? Because, I mean, but why
I don't
did people
know exactly.
not see it's a
yeah, I it's, know. It's respect.
Yeah, even in your own mind, it's just
yeah.
that's so totally different. That's what's going on. And,
no one
and,
there's just a lot of apathy. Like I'm here, what
casual,
do you want from
way,
me?
Way too casual. And I don't dress up all the time either.
But when you need to, you do.
Yes, but I'm falling into that society trap of people just not caring anymore.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't either. Nobody should.
I try not to.
All right. You're talking about garbage. I know that this is a pet peeve that we both share very, very
yeah, I don't understand
deeply.
How people throw things out windows of cars and stuff. I mean, oof.
I can't figure that out.
Do I hate racism or that worse? It's like, which do I hate worse? People that are just ignorant and want to mess up everything and put their garbage every place and pollute rivers, or do I hate racism worse? I think I hate racism worse.
I think they can go hand in hand. They can go hand
oh, sure.
in hand.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, wow. It's a tough
because it is
tough
one thing's against people, the other thing's against a planet, and the planet we need the planet to keep the people going and alive.
Yeah.
The planet should be in good shape. So
we even have this president now who is bringing us away from that as well, saying business go on pollute if it's going to make you money and you can
and make
more
him
money.
I bet somehow down the line.
I said on yesterday's show that all the people that voted for this president guy, their salaries are not going to go up. The salaries of the CEOs and the management and certainly the stock market, the shareholders, the investors, they're going to make a fortune. You working at a place, your salary ain't being touched.
Any president that's going to be the same,
see.
Though. Any president can never make that claim because it's probably never going to happen. So it's a wild boast.
Yeah.
But it's a kleptocracy is what's happening right now. Donald Trump is in there for himself and everything he can acquire. And he's putting people in positions where he will, no matter what, even when he's gone, he's going to make money.
He's making fools.
He's pulling
strings. He's making fools of you. Those of you that attach, he's making a fool of you. Notice what he does to the people who he's attached to and then detached to. He destroys them. That's your man, babe. That's your man. He's going to do the same to you. He says, let Obamacare die. The federal government will no longer fund Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
What he's basically saying is everybody that has health care, you have to pay higher premiums now. I'm not going to support you anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Let it go. I mean, it's an amazing thing that these people still
attach to him. We all saw this coming for a long time, but everyone's in denial. These other people.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew this health care thing.
He'll
talking about? Get rid of Obamacare? Then what are you supposed to do? Well, I was paying higher prices on Obamacare. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Anyway. This has been a complaint session, I suppose.
Well,
but at the same
next
time,
week will probably be worse, so I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, I don't know.
At least we didn't talk about North Korea this week. Maybe next week. There's things happening there, too, again, probably, so I don't
There's
know.
Things happening everywhere.
There are.
God.
Just keep one eye over your shoulder. I don't know.
Man. And now Sears is closing down here and there. I mean, that's also upsetting.
Right. Oh. What about JCPenney?
They're doing very well, actually.
I love their sheets.
Yes. What was
that's
that?
That's good. I love their sheets.
Oh, their sheets. Oh, yes.
200 thread count. It's good.
It's Tori's,
nice night's sleep.
Tori's being paid to sell sheets.
No. Last time I slept in a JCPenney sheet was 1999. So have you been not.
If you ever go to a Sears, and don't go because there's no point.
There's no one there. You can't get waited on.
Tori doesn't even shop and she knows that.
Last time I was there, it was like an apocalypse. I was looking for Will Smith and his dog.
It's like the employee said, let's get the hell out of here. There's nobody there except for one person on the register, and they can't help you because they're on the stuck on the register. It's awful.
And it's like they're on drugs anyway. Like, what do you need? Everyone's walking so slow, and they don't give a crap, and they just...
Those are low-paid people who have the burden of the entire store upon them. Another example... And they're not going to make a cent. As a matter of fact, they're probably going to be out of a job rather soon. It's very sad. I went into one of them looking for dress pants, which I wear. I don't just wear jeans.
They must have had those.
They
right?
didn't have any.
Dress pants?
This was the Braintree location, which
really?
Is a large,
that's a
larger
big
one.
That's the South Shore Mall,
I went
right?
up to this lady who was very, very nice, and I said, I'm looking for dress pants. And she said, we don't have any.
Oh, my God.
Said,
that's enough of that.
Okay, fine.
It's
Buy.
Sears.
Yes. We're America Shops. So that's their slogan.
America better not need any pants. Unless you're talking about overalls, because we got those, lots of those.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Trump's upset that Amazon doesn't charge tax at this point because it's online.
Right.
And they ship nationwide for some reason.
Because he wants a piece of the pie.
Yes. And then here you are. You have the shoppers who voted for you, Trumpy. Who are you going to say, oh, no, I want you to pay more money. I want you to pay tax on top of everything.
God.
Oh,
that's the one great thing about
Don.
Online.
Thanks,
no tax.
Don. Thanks for taking care of us, making us pay more for our purchases. Thank you.
Yeah, he just won't offend his ignorant base. That's the whole thing.
He won't offend them. Amazon is the same parent company as, I believe, the Washington Post, who goes after Trump.
Ah.
So that's why he's going after Amazon, specifically.
I see.
Because they're
anti-Trump.
It's always him.
It's ego.
It's always him.
Somebody
it has nothing to do with the
me.
People.
I feel like this whole, that
Screw
is high
the people,
school.
It's just him.
Unbelievable. That's like me. It's like I said, I've always said Tory can't be president because this is what Tory would do. I'd be like, what'd you say about me? I'm unfriending you. And that, you know, let me tweet about you. I would probably do this. And I have no business being president. So
That was the old phrase, anybody can be president. Well, first of all, yes, probably that's true now.
Now we know it's true.
And secondly, no, they shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't. Just because something, you know, is a law, doesn't mean it's a good idea.
No.
Some we can march about anti, you know, be bigotry and racist.
Yeah.
We can. It's a law. We can do that. But is it a good idea? Should you? Some laws, they're there, but they're not, you know, really. Should you really do that, though?
Correct.
Yeah, we can march. We get a permit to march. We get a permit to say we hate a lot of people.
But you're standing on a podium denouncing what the Constitution says this country is
Ron, free speech, Ron.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
Yeah. So there's a little problem there. And well, that's why I think
this consequences.
Yeah.
Every action is followed by an equal and opposite reaction. Yeah. And learn physics, babe.
Well, you know what it is? It's the people of this country that made this country, and it's the people of this country that will destroy it if they don't do something about it. And if people who find this to be apprehensible don't stand up, then you have just
silence
ruined
is
your thing.
Is it complacency?
Yeah.
It's like you're agreeing with
all
it.
All you got to do is stand up. And there, it's,
evil
this
thrives
is, this
and good
is
men
more
do
than
nothing.
A majority. This is like, no, too far. Sorry. Next. Because that's what Trump would do in the boardroom. Okay, we're out of time.
Okay. That works for me.
She's Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam. And other than that, there's nothing you need to know.